Good morning. David Black's Oahu Publishing has a few new papers in its Hawaii stable. We'll talk with media watcher John Hart about the sale of the Hawaii Tribune Herald and West Oahu Today. And we'll get a reality check about why illegal drugs have faded from political debate. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich on Thursday, October 2nd, day two of Celebration 2014. It's The Conversation.
The film Short Term 12 got a lot of attention last year, and so did its writer-director. Filmmaker Destin Daniel Cretton is back in Hawaii and has a few home truths for other indies who would follow him. I'm Chris Vanderkoek. We'll talk about them this hour. And Danielle Miller gives us a peek into her Women Mastermind Maui support group for entrepreneurs.
All the conversation starts in just a few minutes, right after this news.
Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vanderkoek. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning, Chris.
More newspaper consolidation, huh?
In Hawaii, yes, as we found out yesterday. You know, it was only less than 24 hours ago that word came that newspaper magnate David Black was adding two more dailies to his Hawaii stable. Black's Oahu Publishing, Inc. announced it's purchasing the Hawaii Tribune Herald and West Oahu Today. They'll join Kauai's Garden Island newspaper acquired last year and flagship composite paper, the Honolulu Star Advertiser. That was created when Black's group purchased the Honolulu Advertiser from Gannett 4 years ago, you'll remember. Now, with a look at how this latest Hawaii newspaper consolidation fits into the national context, media watcher and Hawaii Pacific University professor John Hart joins us now. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Back.
Thank you.
This is sort of becoming the Hawaii collection of papers. I mean, brand Hawaii for David Black obviously has quite an appeal. What do you make of the fact that they're now all going to be under his masthead?
Well, consolidation is not new. This has been happening. It's already, radio has already pretty much gone through it. Print is going through it. It's going to be a last man standing situation. The FCC no longer prevents you from having monopolies in a market. Black has obviously decided he likes Hawaii, and he now has every major daily in print except for the Maui News.
Yeah, that's still owned by Ogden and may have greater cachet now that it's not part of the collection, or maybe perhaps his eye on it.
If he wants the complete collection, you always have to pay more for the last one.
So here we are. We are farther away from just about any place. We don't have the luxury of being able to see how many other newspapers we can get or look at. Most of it we can get, though, online. So then, does that matter as much?
Well, you know, we certainly have online options. Black has always been very smart about coming into the market value added. For example, in Kauai, they were down to 5 editions. He added the Saturday edition back. He will probably offer new perks to his new publications. And we also have to remember that a lot of these existing stations aren't really locally owned. They have simply been here longer, owned by other mainland investors. In fact, a lot of people really weren't happy with Stevens Media. They were a relatively right-wing group, and some people argued that you could see that in their editorial stance. So I don't think Black is going to be necessarily disliked as he does these acquisitions.
Some have sort of looked at him as rather messiah-like in the way he's come in and sort of swooped down and fixed papers, been able to create a better situation for readers, supposedly. But do you see that reflected in how he operates generally?
Well, you know, if we go back and think about the history in Hawaii, it was a Gannett-owned Star Advertiser. The Honolulu Advertiser was owned by Gannett. The Star was fading. Black came in when it was functionally subsidized to buy it, to save it, so we could have two papers. Then lo and behold, it's not Black that leaves, but it's Gannett. Gannett not only leaves, they float Black a loan to get him to buy their paper.
Well, they want it out.
Right. So we do end up with one paper after all, just with a different owner. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The Star Advertiser staff is obviously very good. They've done a nice job of cherry picking some very excellent people. But, you know, I think simply what this means is public radio is ever more important in a situation of consolidation. It will remain, and it has been, the independent voice. And it's a great reason for public radio, and it's something people should remember during Pledge Week.
Oh, I didn't ask you for that comment, but thank you. But back to the issue of print and with, you know, readers, because very often we hear from readers who have said, well, you know, if this is going to be what it is, we want it to be the best it can be, and they will complain when it's not. Does it really serve readers to have this kind of consolidation? Because over time, you know, the big cry has been, no, it doesn't, and it limits the number of voices.
Well, you know, we've been having this debate for a long time, and it's the voices marketplace of idea argument versus resources argument. I think what you have to be real about is that the consolidation issue has been lost. It's like arguing same-sex marriage. I mean, I think that's under the bridge. I think the more relevant issue is how do the remaining print papers stay viable, and they will have to position properly. And Black seems to have done, at least so far, a very good job of this, whereas other papers are being sold and folding.
Despite the fact that some people were lost in all of that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, consolidation, you can argue, wasn't an optimal thing, but I don't think there's any longer a debate about whether or not it will happen. It will happen. It is happening. And so now the question is, given the fragile state of print media, can those remaining papers survive? The only way out, apparently, is consolidation for major corporations.
Readers who are not happy with all of that and have said, well, we're stuck. Are they really stuck?
Well, there's radio, there's the internet, there's certainly other options available. You know, we've seen a lot of startups try. But for example, when the Honolulu Weekly went under, an independent paper, we had various startups try on the internet. None of them worked. Now Black, interestingly enough, is rolling out the Metro, his answer to a free weekly, his only competition, the Pulse, which he also publishes.
Nothing like being able to compete with yourself.
Well, it's like Johnson & Johnson. You don't care what brand they buy, you own them all.
As you put this into the national context, are we pretty much representative of what you're seeing across the board still?
Absolutely. In fact, I would argue we're rather late, probably a function of us being a collection of islands. That's probably why some of those papers held on for so long. In the mainland, you go into any market the size of Hawaii, and it's not unusual to see one holding company dominating the media.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there only because we are in a truncated version of the conversation, but we'll talk more about this. Thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
John Hart is a media watcher and the chair of the communications department at Hawaii Pacific University.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Hawaii Supply, announcing Radiance Reflective Roof Shingles, solar reflective shingles designed and made for Hawaii to reflect the heat and help keep homes cool. Learn more at radianceroof.com.
And good morning. I'm Wayne Yoshioka, HBR's political reporter, and welcome to Celebration 2014. You've been listening to one of our locally produced programs, The Conversation, and please support it by calling 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. Yesterday, for the goal for The Conversation was $2,195, and they didn't make that goal, so today it's now $3,305, $1,200 more, so we really need to knock this off by giving us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689. Joined at the table by Ian Capps, host of the Early Muse. Ian, thank you so much for staying with us.
Oh, I'm very pleased to, but you know something else? My career was in the news business. Not the muse business, the news business, so that I'm just as interested and just as enthusiastic about The Conversation and all of the news programs that happen on HBR, too.
And really, our locally produced programs are, you know, like we fill up about 75 hours or something. It's really
75 astronomical. Hours per week,
We also have Jason Harper, Director of Communications and Public Relations for American Savings Bank, and he brought his whole crew here. They have done a stellar job.
Aloha, and thank you so much for having, and a big mahalo to our peeps from American Home Loans who are just working the phones and getting people going. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the folks from American Home Loans helping us out, and so happy to be here this morning with you folks.
And let me mention their names: Carolyn Johiro, Clint Hamabata, Selena Yost, Katie Mobley, Stephanie Hughes White, and Michelle Bartel. Thank you so much, American Savings Bank. Give them a call at 941-3689 on Oahu, toll free 877-941-3689.
And you know something, those people, your folks at the phones, every single pledge that came in was a new supporter of HBR.
That was fantastic.
Whether it was from the desk itself or people they contacted.
Thank you so
much. All new supporters, and that is really stunning.
Go American Home Loans. Thank you so much for that.
Also joined by Sammy Choi, stage director and Hawaii Living History Project. Welcome, Sammy.
Thank you so much. And I'm especially glad to be here during The Conversation, because I've been on that show and I listen to it, and it's amazing the breadth of coverage they do.
I mean, they do what, 6 or 7 segments?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wonderful.
And it goes from politics to social issues to the arts, humanities. It's amazing how much they can do.
And music, of course.
And music.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have a matching gift in the amount of $1,000 from a Day 2 volunteer group, American Savings Bank. That's you, Jason.
It is.
How do
you do that?
This is Savings Bank Day.
Yes, it is. It is. We're really happy to support Hawaii Public Radio and the incredible community that you build, creating fantastic, fantastic program. And I think it's, you know, one of the interesting statistics I learned is that over more than 75% of the revenue that's raised actually goes to cover the cost of content. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we all listen to this great, great mm-hmm. resource. In order to cover the cost of content, we have to support it. And you can do that by calling right now, 941-3689, or the Neighbor Islands, 877-941-3689.
And we have volunteers, Carolyn Johiro, Clint Hamabata, mm-hmm. Selena Yost, Katie Mobley, Stephanie Hughes White, and Michelle Bartel from American Savings Bank. Give them a call, please, 941-3689 on Oahu, 877-941-3689. All the phones are not busy.
They're not ringing. We need them ringing.
We need them ringing.
Silence.
Oh.
You know, you mentioned something about the 75%. The local news and current affairs and things like The Conversation are, relatively speaking, a fairly expensive content mm-hmm. to provide. I was in the news business. I remember these mm-hmm. things, you know. But it is so important, and the success of The Conversation, for example, which started now 18 months ago, I think,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they were feeling their way for a while, and now they are one of the most popular programs on HBR.
Fantastic work.
And it's fantastic. And it costs money, but it is worth it because it is really something unique to the radio station. And therefore, it's really very important to understand that it costs money and that it's worth contributing to.
Absolutely. And if Ian's well put musings aren't enough to get you calling, maybe this will. For $1 a day, we're going to be offering American Savings Bank gift cards, which is essentially $50 in cash. It can be used anywhere American Express is used, and that will be given to anyone who comes in and pledges at the dollar of the day level. So $50 in cash, take our money. It's out there right now. We want you to take it. 941-3689 or toll-free 877-941-3689.
And Jason has really added something to sweeten the pot, and this should be American Savings Bank Day.
Indeed. Thank you.
And Sammy, you just joined last year, wasn't it?
I did. I was doing a pledge break last year, and I finally shamed myself into finally joining. And this is after 3 years of producing and directing Aloha Shorts. So, yes, I joined on the air, and today I'm going to renew my pledge during the conversation.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
So join me in being a member of Hawaii Public Radio.
The numbers to call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. And you're going to be with us?
I'm going to be with you. I'm here for the long haul. Look forward to it. This is a great group. Yeah.
What, midnight tonight?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And we're really having a great time here at Hawaii Public Radio. We are going back to the conversation with Chris Vandercook and his guest. But the numbers to call will still be here during the break, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free from the neighbor islands, the mainland, and elsewhere, 877-941-3689. Please give us a call. We have all our volunteers from American Savings Bank, and they're waiting for your call. Back to the conversation.
Thanks, Wayne. And you're back with the conversation on HPR2. Destin Daniel Cretton's filmmaking career is now getting underway, and already he's gained the kind of valuable experience no school can teach. His debut effort, a short called Short Term 12, was adapted to feature length, and in the process, he's learned some lessons he's now going to pass along in a weekend workshop. He's with us in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had schooling as a filmmaker, and then as you became a filmmaker and made a series of shorts and got one accepted at filmmaking at Sundance, you got an education as a filmmaker.
Yeah. I mean, I learned, for every short that I did, I learned, you know, that was kind of the equivalent of 2 years of schooling. So I just tried to make as many shorts as I could, whether they were good or bad, and a lot of them were bad.
Well, you know, like all overnight successes, Short Term 12 was, your eighth short submitted to Sundance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually kind of got used to the routine of submitting to Sundance every year and waiting for my rejection letter. And so that was the first time that I actually got an acceptance.
You know, in an odd way, that's encouraging. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I wish I had more people telling me that it's fine, that it's okay to get rejected.
Well, it's okay now that you've been accepted. I mean, you're on the other end of that now.
Yeah, a lot of what I think I hope to pass on to people is just this idea of making films not for the hopes and dreams of being famous or making money, but to make movies because the process of making it can be a very fulfilling one.
And ideally, the subject matter should be subject matter that is best served in that medium, yeah? That it's not something that should be in a book or in another form, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, yes, should. I mean, and also, depending on whether you're making a short or a feature, I mean, your story needs to fit that medium. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to feel false, I guess.
Well, tell me about the original Short Term 12. How long? What was its length?
It was too long. It was 22 minutes, which everybody told me was too long, and I would honestly tell other people that that's too long for a short. But I kind of knew that my the chips were stacked against me by making a long short like that, but it was what the story warranted.
Well, that long short became a feature, was adapted into a feature. So a short that was too long became a feature. So what changed?
The there was quite a bit that changed. When the short went to Sundance and won the jury prize there, and the response to the short was much more positive than I expected. And so everybody was telling me, people tell you advice all the time as a filmmaker, and everybody was telling me that I need to turn it into a feature film. And what's working in the short are all these characters that people love, and so use the same characters and just stretch it into a feature. But I didn't write the short initially to turn into a feature, and when I tried to sit down and write the feature script, it felt redundant and boring, and it just didn't feel right. And so I changed the main character from a male to a female. So in the short, it was a male supervisor for a group home for at-risk teenagers, and in the feature, it became a female. And as soon as I did that, it became frightening to me to write. It became, and that fear, I think, was also inspiring and opened up the story. And now looking at that same world through a different pair of eyes, everything felt brand new and fresh. And even the scenes that were very similar to the short became a brand new thing.
When you say frightening, frightening in the sense that a lot of energy was unleashed?
Well, frightening in a sense that I didn't feel like I had a clue what I was doing. I'd never written anything from the female perspective before, I initially went into it thinking I was going to be writing something as a foreigner, you know, and I'd have to bounce things off my three sisters a lot and make sure that, does this sound like a female's voice? Mm-hmm. But what I found over the process of it was that Grace, the main character, is so much me, you know, and I didn't feel like she was foreign at all. I felt like I was deeply connected to her insecurities and fears and things that she was struggling with, and so yeah, in the end, it was quite an eye-opening experience.
Well, you found commonalities between your feelings and what a woman in that situation would feel, and of course, many of these things are universal.
Yeah, and I think it opened my eyes a little bit more to the fact that in a lot of cases there isn't a huge difference between how I feel and how my sisters feel or how my girlfriend feels.
It's probably a good idea for male writers to try to write female characters, whether they're good at it or not, just as an exercise, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean, or just any person. I think it helped. I think it or any boyfriend or any brother or any dad, I think it helped me to just realize the very real similarities between how we react to different experiences.
In a way, the writer's interaction with a fictional character is like a real interaction with a person. You know, when you say, oh, well, he or she wouldn't say that, but he would say this.
Yes, there's always a point in the writing process where the character becomes its own person. And it's something that I think every writer strives to get to that point. It's so hard to get there and frustrating, and it feels like it's never going to happen. And then at some point, I'm writing a scene and the character begins to surprise me with what they're saying or what they're doing. And then I just can't stop thinking about them. And I start talking to my girlfriend about this character as if I was hanging out with someone that day. And that at that point, the writing process becomes pretty fun and exciting.
That's what you hear described. Writers talk about characters taking on their own life and telling them what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels a lot like those moments in dreams where you walk around the corner and somebody surprises you or jumps out at you, and it doesn't really make any sense how you can surprise yourself in a dream or create suspense and not know what's going to be there, but that can happen in the writing process too.
That's quite a good insight into the process. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Destin Daniel Cretton is the director of Short Term 12, a feature-length film that focuses on the employees of a center for at-risk teenagers. The original short version will be given a free showing tonight at UH Manoa's Art Auditorium at 7 p.m. And he's leading a weekend Pacific New Media workshop called From Shorts to Features. You can learn more at hpr2.org.
Hi, good morning. I'm Tony Gill from Honolulu. You're listening to The Conversation on HPR, Hawaii Public Radio.
In the backyard quiz earlier this week, we asked you where legendary local reggae band Ukla the Mock got its name. If you were tuning in, you know the answer is the 80s TV show Thunder the Barbarian. In today's quiz, we're shifting our attention to another well-known band, Go Jimmy Go. Founded in 1996 by original bass player Cameron Wright and original saxophonist Larry Gordon, Go Jimmy Go's music is often described as a blend of ska, rocksteady, and reggae, and it's heavily influenced by Jamaican rhythms, Hawaiian culture, and American soul. Although the band has survived several lineup changes, the band's music, message, and style have all remained largely unchanged. In 2008, the band received national exposure in a major film released by Universal Pictures, albeit indirectly. That's because members of the band didn't actually appear in the film, but they were on a poster for the band's album, The Girl with the Fishbowl Eyes. Big hint. It was purposely included in a background in certain shots, and for today's quiz, we're wondering if you can name the film in which the Go Jimmy Go poster appears. You can post your answer on Twitter at HI Conversation if you know, or we'll tell you later on in the show.
And good morning. I'm Wayne Yoshioka, HBR's political reporter, and welcome back to Celebration 2014. This is day two of HBR's fall fundraiser. We started this hour with a goal of $3,305, and we have this matching gift, a generous gift from American Savings Bank. For $1,000, we have $270 to go to meet that pledge. So give us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu. Toll free from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. Joined at the table by Sammy Choi, stage director and Hawaii Living History Project. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Wayne.
And Jason Harper, director of communications and public relations for American Savings Bank. Jason.
Aloha. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for your wonderful and generous support for Hawaii Public Radio.
Always happy to support. And I want to thank my fantastic team members from American Home Loans for manning the phones today. Thank you so much. And they're clapping, but it means their hands are free because the phones aren't ringing. So we need you to call 941-3689 or toll free at 877-941-3689.
Thank you very much,
you know,
Jason.
These guys on the phones are probably the best public relations you could have ever had.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they are just wonderful public relations people.
Absolutely. They're all fantastic.
And they're all still smiling,
yes,
too.
Yes.
This early in the morning.
Even though they all got
That's
up on
their That's because Jason's
horses.
Here.
Yeah. And when people don't call, they call them.
Yes.
Get them
amazing.
So Ian Capps from the Early Muse. Thanks, Ian, for hanging in there.
Oh, I'm very pleased to, because I love the news itself as well as the muse.
Well,
I should say we've had a fantastic number of new supporters so far today. And Matthew Bergen from Kapolei is a new supporter. Thank you very much from the previous hour. And another new supporter, a friend from Kihei. And now new supporters coming in from the second hour as well.
Wow.
And it's all due to American Savings Bank, I think. one from a friend from Pearl City. Thank you so much. A new supporter, Tamara Kong from Honolulu. And
thanks, Tammy.
A sustaining member from Mel Dean from Hilo. Thank you so much for your generosity.
And the numbers to call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689. Jason, let's thank
you. And just to keep the goodness going, we have a new member. And Sammy, I was wondering if you could help me with the name of this new member that called up that was...
Oh, gosh. That's not a new member. Jason, that is a renewing member, and her name is Sammy Choi.
Sammy Choi.
I just renewed my membership. I'm a dollar a day level. And that means that I got a wonderful gift from HPR. I got this fabulous radio that I can use whenever there's another tsunami warning or some other
impending zombie attack.
That's
apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah,
I've got my radio. I've got my radio.
Wonderful different colors, too. I don't know which color you've chosen.
No, they didn't tell me the colors.
Oh, they're really psychedelic colors, so you're in great shape.
I also got a $50 gift card courtesy of American Savings Bank.
Thank you.
Wow, that's great.
And we also have a renewing sponsorship from Nancy Scherr in Kailua. And another renewing from Michael Andrews in Kailua. So Kailua is representing this morning. Thank you so much. And if there are more people in Kailua listening, the number to call is 941-3689 or toll-free 877-941-3689. We'd sure love to hear from you.
And for that $50 card, there are only three left from American Savings Bank. And they also have a matching gift in the amount of $1,000. We have $170 to go. We suggest that maybe you join at the dollar-a-day level. $30.41 a month. Give us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689. Our volunteers from American Savings Bank, we have about three empty phone lines, so we got to get those ringing.
But you know something, Wayne, it's wonderful to hear the level of support for the conversation. The conversation is a great program. You know, Beth Ann and Chris do a fantastic job putting it together. And it's always interesting. There's always something new and exciting. And then follow-ups on things which were, you know, left hanging because there was going to be something else to come. And it's really terrific. And thank you for calling in for the conversation. This is what it takes.
And they make it look so easy, but as you know, Ian, from your background, it is not easy to put together that kind of content on a regular basis.
Absolutely not.
And the fact they make it look so easy is a true testament to their professionalism and what they do so well.
And it's almost all local, right?
Absolutely.
That's the key.
But also local, visiting people who have a local relationship so that it reaches out further as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you should reach out to us now by calling 941-3689 or from the neighbor islands or listening on streaming on in North America, anywhere in the world. Call 1-877-941-3689.
And we have Sammy Choi, who's a returning member now.
Yes, I am a proud renewing member.
And you were on The Conversation before.
I've been on The Conversation several times. And one of the wonderful things that that show does for the arts and humanities in Honolulu and Hawaii as a state is let people know that there are so many things happening. What I direct are plays about the overthrow of Hawaii, the annexation as a state. We produce these plays, and they are educational programs. So we really appreciate HPR bringing us on for The Conversation.
Well, thank you so much, Sammy. And thank you, American Savings Bank. You have kicked this up a notch.
Nope. Thank this team here today.
It is just wonderful to have all this support from, and your volunteers are just wonderful. So the number to call, 941-3689 on Oahu. We have two empty lines, so give them a call. Toll-free from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. Thank you, Jason, so much for bringing your crew here. They've really made a big difference.
Thank you for having us.
And as soon as Sammy started talking, you know, people were calling in. So what you do, Sammy, and what you've done on The Conversation as an interviewee, have made a difference to people.
I certainly hope so.
So folks are give us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu, 877-941-3689. Back to The Conversation.
And thanks, Wayne, very much. Great to hear all the ringing of the phones behind. That's our favorite music, our very, very favorite music. Thanks so much. In the list of issues filling candidates' talking points, one long-standing problem appears to be missing. So why are politicians skirting a discussion of Hawaii's issue with illegal drugs? CivilBeat.com political reporter Chad Blair joins us with today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Yeah, this is kind of an odd thing, isn't it? Because we've had so many campaigns where we've had discussions of Hawaii's problems with ice and coke and club drugs and all of that, forgetting just the marijuana issue. And this time it seems to be relatively absent.
You know, I wonder if it's part of the reason, you know, back in the early 2000s, the ice epidemic. Remember, we had all those stories, all the candidates, everybody talking about it. But it's not like problems with illegal drugs have gone away. Nathan Eagle, our reporter, talked to Keith Kaneshiro, the prosecutor, and he said, you know, it's a big deal. Drugs are involved in about a third of all primary offenses here in Hawaii, and they're indirectly involved in most criminal cases. Why aren't the candidates speaking more in particular about crystal meth and about marijuana, but also pills? There are studies that indicate pills are becoming very popular, particularly among students.
Young people. Yeah, those club drugs and also drugs that are, you know, whipped out of somebody's, you know, medicine cabinet, prescription drugs that wind up in a big bowl and everybody grabs a handful and all that kind of thing. But so why aren't the gubernatorial candidates talking about this?
I think one reason is so many other issues are dominating. And, of course, as always, the economy is right there at the top. Education is a very big deal. And, you know, it is unusual that we have an election for governor in which there is no incumbent, right? Neil Abercrombie was defeated. So there's so many things that are coming to the fore. But even in the congressional races, you've not heard much about it. I suppose one exception might be Kavika Crowley, who advocates for tobacco use in restaurants and bars. But that's not quite to the level, I think, of these serious drug addictions. One other thing I should point out, one candidate that stands out is Jeff Davis, the Libertarian. Whether anyone's listening to him or not, he has advocated openly for decriminalizing marijuana, and he really played up Roger Christie's release from prison last month.
Right. I mean, that's the marijuana issue, and that's ongoing, and that has sort of filtered in a little bit. But again, the issue with the illegal drugs, all those other issues that you talked about with, you know, housing, the economy, education, those are the issues that turn up every single election.
Right.
It's just really, really curious why the issue of illegal drugs hasn't also migrated. Especially if Keith Kaneshiro is saying that it's, you know, at the level at which it is now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we do hear a little bit more. You remember, the election's, 5 weeks away? But Mufi Hanum and Duke Iona in particular have spoken out strongly against drugs, illegal drugs. So we may hear things coming forward if there's time to get it on that crowded agenda of issues that are so important to everybody.
Thanks very much. Maybe they'll just take a look at one of the issues that you're talking about today on the site, and they'll read the article and think maybe they should be talking about it too, eh?
That would be great.
Well, because there are people who would really like to hear the stand on that, because that issue has not gone away. And especially for those of us with kids, we know it, because they come back and tell all kinds of tales from what's going on in clubs and outside of them and the rest of it. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair reports on politics for CivilBeat.com.
In this morning's Backyard Quiz, we focused on the local band Go Jimmy Go, founded in 1996 by bassist Cameron Wright and saxophonist Larry Gordon. Go Jimmy Go plays a blend of ska, rocksteady, and reggae, influenced by Hawaiian culture and American-style soul. Though the band's members have changed over the years, the group's music has remained largely the same. In 2008, Go Jimmy Go got national exposure in a feature film released by Universal. But if you weren't paying close attention, you might not have noticed. That's because the members didn't actually appear in the film. A poster did for the band's album, The Girl with the Fishbowl Eyes. It was visible in the background of a couple of shots. And for today's quiz, we asked you to tell us the name of the film. Perhaps you've already forgotten. It was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And Beth Ann, we have a lucky winner, right? So to speak.
Are you really going to make me say that my kid sent me a text and says, I think it was Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So you go.
A win is a win, right?
So thank you, Aidan Kozlovich, wherever you are on the mainland. Thank you.
If you have a backyard quiz, you can send it to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.
It takes moxie to become an entrepreneur, along with a variety of skills that can't always be contained in one person. That's why savvy business leaders turn to one another for support as they struggle to expand their operations. Danielle Miller knows from experience what kind of mutual support women entrepreneurs can give one another. That's why she's convening Women's Mastermind Maui, a weekly support group of independent professionals, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on the conversation.
Sure. Tell me, what is a mastermind group? How do you define that?
Well, a mastermind group is typically a group of like-minded people who are coming together with purpose and drive to help leverage their resources and help each other make progress. And in this case, it's making progress in their businesses.
So a lot of the experiences of people, even if their businesses aren't that similar, a lot of the experiences are going to be the same, yeah?
Some of the most common experiences that we all have similar to each other are the challenges. But we all have different experiences in how we've overcome them in the past. So the power of the mastermind group is being able to think and quiz each other on solutions.
Having encountered similar challenges, you might find a solution came from an entirely an area where you wouldn't expect it to come from, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And what happens, too, is we often brainstorm with each other and bounce ideas and build new solutions together, taking pieces of everybody's little bits of experience and input into the dialogue.
You also, between sessions, you meet weekly, and kind of pick a topic for each session, is that right?
Yes. So the group meets for 2 hours a week, and what we're doing when we do that is these women are carving out time to dedicate to working on their business that they feel so passionately about. And this particular group focuses on helping these women get their businesses online and avoid those feelings of overwhelmed or feeling stuck and not knowing what steps to take next. And so each week we cover a topic, and then there's a little goal or assignment for which they work on between meetings.
What would be an example of one of those, Danielle?
Well, for example, right now we just had a meeting this Tuesday, and we were talking about building the marketing message for your company. And so these women are going back to their computers at home and researching their keywords and their customer and their competition so that when we meet up again next Tuesday, we can all have a discussion about what makes our businesses unique and how we can best serve our customers.
The whole notion of keywords is especially important now that people are Googling everything, right?
It absolutely is. And my specialty is social media marketing. So another avenue or application for the keywords that these women find is to use them in their social media posts. So some of the social media networks like Pinterest or Google+, if you're using keywords in your everyday posts or pinned descriptions, your content can actually show up in a Google search result, even if it has nothing to do with your website or words like PageRank or SEO.
Well, so what's your keyword? I just looked for you and found you under Maui Mastermind.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so glad that that you're providing me that feedback, because it's incredibly important. One of the keywords I like to go with is social media marketing.
Uh-huh.
And also Women's Mastermind or Mastermind Maui are some of my keywords.
Well, that makes sense. But it's all about what pops up on that first line of your Google search, right? Because my impression is nobody ever goes to the second page.
I completely agree. It really is all about the immediate gratification. And if you've scrolled to the bottom of that page and didn't get what you were looking for, you're probably more likely to type in a new search term than you are to check pages 2, 3, or 4.
Oh, definitely. I think that's I don't know if that's universal, but that's certainly how I would do it.
Yes.
And in a way, that speaks to how social media, the internet, have shortened. We've made us, in a way, more impatient. You know, nobody can stand the time it takes to dial up a site anymore, for example.
That is so true, but there's also a really positive side to that impatientness that we all have, which is that social media marketing allows a business's message to go from how fast can you speak or tell a friend about my business to how fast can you click? Because now with a simple click of a button, one of your happy customers can help share their experience with you with all of their friends.
How do you go about encouraging a happy customer to communicate their happiness?
Well, I often recommend doing it in two ways. So first of all, it's often about asking your customer what their problem is so that you can really accurately help them solve their problem. Mm-hmm. So for me, for my customers, these women have the problem of not being able to find time in their life to work on their businesses. And I help them solve that by having these weekly meetings where they're carving out the time to do it and make progress. And then I often get emails from these women. In fact, I got one Tuesday night from one of the women in the group that's going on right now. And she had some really lovely words to say about me. And what I did was reply and say, "Thank you so much. That was so touching to hear that. May I use this in my marketing?" So customers who are happy will naturally give you some really beautiful feedback, and all you have to do as a business owner is ask them if you can use that feedback in your marketing.
And they're generally pretty happy to provide it, is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. A happy customer wants to help others like them solve the exact same problem that they were experiencing.
Well, let's hope we have some happy customers listening to our radio station. And thanks very much for talking with us, Danielle.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Chris.
You bet. Danielle Miller is the mastermind of Women's Mastermind Maui, a support group of women business owners and entrepreneurs, meets on Tuesday afternoons at the Kahului Shopping Center. You can learn more about her and her work at hpr2.org.
Seas or low seas, I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your friend.
Telling them.
In high tide or a low tide, I'll be by your side.
Beth Ann, I was kind of inspired by the notion that what Danielle was just telling me, that people who enjoy what you're giving them are happy to tell others that they enjoy it. And I'm almost seeing parallels to what we're doing here at Hawaii Public Radio.
Well, in some ways, that's very true. And certainly a lot of multi-level marketing has taken advantage of that, that they're not going to advertise. They're going to have you be a happy customer who tells other happy customers or makes happy customers of other people that you know. So, well, yeah, that does kind of sound like here. If you're happy with public radio and you know other people who are too, maybe you ought to give them a quick call and ask them to give us a quick call and make a pledge of support. I like your thinking and all that. And having said that, we will now turn it over to Pledge Central and back to Wayne. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Thank you, Chris. The numbers to call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free from the neighbor islands, 877-941-3689. Good morning. I'm Wayne Yoshioka, HPR's political reporter, and welcome back to Celebration 2014. You know, we started out this hour with a goal of $3,305. That included a $1,200 carryover from yesterday. We have raised so far $3,650.
Wow.
We've made our matching gift. We made up for yesterday. Thank you to American Savings Bank. They had a $1,000 matching gift. They had another premium, which was some American Express cards.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jason Harper, Director of Communications and Public Relations from American Savings Bank. Thank you for bringing that magic to Hawaii Public Radio.
No, thank you for the magic that Hawaii Public Radio brings to us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your volunteers have been stellar. I mean, they've not only made our goal, they called people
yes.
when the phones were empty. So thank you so much. Thank you so much
thank
to
you,
all
folks.
Of them. And Ian Capps from the Early Muse, we have some people to thank.
Yes, we do. In fact, these are people that you should announce because they really have come in, I think, largely because of you, Jason. So why don't you say new supporters.
Thank you, new supporter. And I would have to say they've come in because of the great team from American Home Loans, right. American Savings Bank. Thank you. We have Pete Crisp, who's a new supporter from, again, Kailua. We're getting all these calls from Kailua. Thank you so much, Kailua. We also have Mitch Saunders, a new supporter from Paia, listens all the time, and it's time to support. Absolutely. And the last one I have is Marcus Haynes from Haiku, favorite station. We love to hear that, and he's a renewing member. Thank you so much, Marcus.
The new supporters thing is really very important, and here's one which is especially interesting because it's a new supporter, Morgan Busby from Ever Beach, who joined immediately as a sustaining member. Now, this is the time perhaps we should make progress for next year and our objective about getting sustaining members in at whatever level, right?
We should set a goal. By 9 a.m., we'd like to have maybe three more sustaining members. The numbers to call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689. We're working on tomorrow's goals, so let's do that. 941-3689. And we also made it thanks to the help of Sammy Choi, stage director
yes.
for Hawaii Living History Project, who is now a renewing member.
I am a renewing member, and I want to put in a plug for the conversation. The conversation has such a variety of guests and such a variety of topics they discuss, but it's really about our community talking to ourselves. Mm. The people that they bring on the show are from your community. They're talking to you. They're discussing what's actually going on with us in Hawaii right now. I don't know of anything else that matches that. So I really urge you to call in and commit to a sustaining membership. It makes it easy for you. You don't have to keep track of when you need to write a check or when your next gift is due. It just comes out of your account.
We should really explain again the sustaining membership idea, and that is to get as many people as possible coming in, signing up, either as new members or converting from their annual membership that they traditionally do, to a dollar a month, a particular dollar level per month, which goes on continuously, so you don't have to worry about renewing. It goes on continuously and will give us the opportunity, until you decide otherwise, that is. It could be at $5 a month, it could be at $10 a month or $15, whatever you feel comfortable with. And what it does is it gives us an opportunity to have a cash flow level which will allow us gradually to reduce the amount that we actually require during these pledge drives. So the pressure to get higher and higher numbers. This pledge drive, for example, we've stayed at the same level as in the spring. And that's the first time in 15 years, I think, that we haven't gone up.
And is that because of the sustaining
membership? That's because
membership?
Of the sustaining membership.
Excellent.
There was an excellent increase in sustaining membership in the spring. Let's make it that way now. Three more by 9 o'clock. One more minute to go to get three more of them.
And that number to make that sustaining membership is 941-3689, or toll-free 877-941-3689. To support a fantastic program, as Sammy said, like The Conversation. And to answer your question, there isn't any other content like that in the state. And the fact that they bring us stories that normally would get lost.
That's true.
I mean, that's really the amazing thing that Beth and Chris does, is bringing stories that otherwise would get lost or not told to life.
Also relating them to
yes.
things outside Hawaii.
Yeah.
But Hawaii's relationship to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what we accomplished today is a testament that we're not in this all alone. You know, we have a lot of help from big companies like American Savings Bank, Sammy Choi giving renewable, you know, membership. And it's a community coming together for the sole purpose of supporting Hawaii Public Radio. And it takes more than one individual. It takes a whole community. Give us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689. Thank you so much, Jason, for bringing your whole crew here. And
nope, thank you for everything.
And thank you, Sammy, for joining us and
thank you
renewing your membership
me. Oh,
on
every
the air.
Year, yes. Every year.
Absolutely.
And Ian Capps.
That's because you like to do that. That's great.
I do.
That's great, too.
I do.
Of course, this.
And good luck tomorrow, Ian.
Well, now that we've got it down to a reasonable level, we're going to have to do even better tomorrow. And there we go again.
Yeah. And you have been listening to member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, KIPO Honolulu, KIPM Waikapu, KHPH Kailua Kona, KIPH Hana, KIPL Lihue, KAHU Pahala, collectively the stations of Hawaii Public Radio. We're going to go back to news, I guess, but before that, all of our phones are still on the hook. You can give us a call, 941-3689 on Oahu, toll-free 877-941-3689, and thanks.